For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you guys with us, as always, right here, WCW Retro on VOCNation.com. It's a place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call and tap the phone, the Wild West of podcasts right here. So it's a fun night tonight. We're on the eve of Survivor Series this weekend, and as a tribute to the Survivor Series pay-per-view this weekend, tonight's show will be creating our own Survivor Series team from past and present. So if you'd like to call in and create your own Survivor Series team of your own, please do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And looking forward to creating our own Survivor Series team tonight. Should be a lot of fun. And before we get to the callers and talk Survivor Series tonight, make a few announcements and shout-outs, if you will. Shout-outs to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com, Official Special Friends, officialspecialfriends.com, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling out of the Maritimes area in Canada. Find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHWWrestling. The Cauliflower Alley Club. Support the CAC at cauliflowerallyclub.org. In film news, The Devil's Daughter is out now on YouTube. You can go to, just type in The Devil's Daughter, on a Harlequin origin story on YouTube, to check out the film. Stars Dr. Arkham in that film, and we're going to be also showing that film December 12th at the Charlotte Comic-Con. at Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the cast of The Devil's Daughter. And for more information on how you can be a part of Charlotte Comic-Con and see The Devil's Daughter December 12th, you can do so at charlottecomiccon.com. That's charlottecomiccon.com for more info. And you can, in the meantime, you can check out The Devil's Daughter on YouTube. Just type in the YouTube search. Go to YouTube.com, type in the search, Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Origin Story, to go to watch the film. And I hope you enjoy it. Some upcoming films that will be out soon. The Love Spell from Six Flick Productions that I'll be in. I'll also be in a new film called Hybrid. That will be out soon, as well as an upcoming horror film called Stench of Iniquity, in which you can find out more updates on Stench of Iniquity at their Facebook page, facebook.com/stenchofiniquity. As far as The Love Spell and the Scream Queen Campfire and other films from Sick Flick Productions that I'll be in, you can check, go to, type in the search, Sick, S-I-C-K, Flick, F-L-I-C-K, Productions, Sick Flick Productions on Facebook. They're on Facebook, they're on YouTube, they're also on Twitter, so check them out on social media as well. I'm accepting bookings for all types of stuff these days, guys. Wrestling, commentary, cast me for your television or film project, commercials, endorsements, Comic-Cons, conventions, seminars, autograph signings, public appearances, charities, radio interviews, podcast interviews, et cetera. I do a lot these days. So if you'd like to book me for your event or function, hit me up. Let's talk business. STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com. Just email me at strofoya, STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com, and let's talk business. And if you'd like to be a special guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up as well. Just email me at wcwretro@yahoo.com, and let's get you some exposure right here on WCW Retro. Yes, and for social media, you can check me out on social media at thestro.com, thestro.com, my official website, my merchandise website, which I have current merchandise on sale for all ages, including pets. You can do so at thestro.com/merchandise. Get your Stro merch today. Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at Sign the Stro, Instagram at Stro Maestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StroMaestro. If you'd like to make a donation to me, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc., and thank you for those who have already donated. If you'd like to donate it to yours truly, you can do so. Send it to my PayPal at paypal.me/PapaStro. That's paypal.me/PapaStro. Thank you in advance for your support. And if you'd like to get a personal video greeting from yours truly, Papa Stro, you can do so by going to my CelebVM website at CelebVMMary.com/StroMaestro. Just go there and to see how you can get a personal video greeting from yours truly, Papa Stro. And support VOC Nation and all the great podcasts we got here on VOCNation.com. Just go to VOCNation.com and the dates and times of your favorite VOC Nation podcasts, including, of course, WCW Retro every Thursday night at 9. And support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and get your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today, including one of WCW Retro and one of yours truly, Papa Stro, Before Faces of Stro. And once again, thank you guys, as always, for your support. And I see the callers are lining up. Great, man. I can't wait to talk to creating our own Survivor Series teams tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. And so we'll take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will be creating our own Survivor Series teams. I'm really excited. This is going to be really, really cool. So with that, I'll play some Eddie Guerrero WCW style. And when we get back, we'll be talking creating all Survivor Series teams. Be back in a few minutes, folks. Stick with us. Mm-hmm.
everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Prisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro, guys. Papa Stro here. And tonight we're talking Create Our Own Survivor Series team. I'm really excited to dive into this one. This should be a lot of fun. A few more things I'd like to announce. Sports, what's going on with yours truly this weekend? I'm going to be helping out with my fellow ambassadors of Chamber of Commerce, Jacksonville, North Carolina, this coming Saturday morning for the Jacksonville, North Carolina Christmas Parade. Should be a lot of fun, and it'd be good to see everybody out there. So if you see me out there, give me a wave, right? And then Saturday evening, I'm going to a special showing of Back to the Future at the North Carolina History Center, Newbern, North Carolina. They're going to raise money to help people that are fighting the Parkinson's disease. And it's for a great cause. So I'll be doing with my fellow board of directors members of the Chamber of Commerce, not Chamber of Commerce, but Eno River Media, which I'm also vice president of. And so I'm looking forward to do that for a good cause this Saturday evening. And as far as Eno River Media, if you want to know the ins and outs of film, support Eno River Media at enorivermedia.com. That's E-N-O River Media all together, enorivermedia.com. And check out the website. It's really informative and very, very well done. And with that, yay, we are here, this Creative Survivor Series team. And let's get to our first caller, shall we? All right, let's do this. All right. All right, welcome to WCW Retro.
Hello, Papa Stro.
Oh, hello, Granny. Welcome back. How you been?
I've been busy, you know. I've been busy, so, you know, lots going on.
Well, busy is a good thing. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it isn't, so...
Well, yeah,
but
well, at least you're active.
You know, when you were playing,
right?
When you were playing the Midnight Express theme music, you know, it reminded me so much of beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh.
I
miss him
to,
all the time.
Oh, I do too. We got to know Bobby when Traditional Championship Wrestling was running in Arkansas. That's how we really got to know Bobby really well. And and I would like to plug a very special tribute show that Mid-States Wrestling in Harrison, Arkansas is doing this Saturday night in memory of Bobby Eaton.
That's
I know front row and second row is pretty much sold out. I think all's left is general admission. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a packed house. I know Bobby's sister and some of his other family are going to be there in attendance. I know Brian Thompson is supposed to be there. It's going to be a great night of wrestling, and I'm looking forward to it. Matter of fact, I'm going to be proudly wearing my Granny Holster Queen of TCW shirt to that event Saturday night.
All right. Yeah, listeners who listen in, if you're in the area, please come by and support the show. That sounds like an awesome event.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to get to see wrestling friends that I haven't seen for a while. I'm going to get to see part of my TCW family that I haven't got to see in a very long time. Matter of fact, I was chatting with Brian Thompson on Facebook Messenger earlier, telling him how I was looking forward to being able to see him and meet his new lovely wife. He got married about a year or so ago, and I'm anxious to meet his lovely wife and Elizabeth, and like I said, I'm going to get to see a lot of my wrestling family that I haven't got to see in a long time. So I'm really needing this event in my life right now. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a very tearful night. I'm sure I'm going to have my tissues because I'm sure that I don't know what all they've got planned, but I know it's going to be an amazing night in memory of Bobby, beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. You have to tell us all about it. And love to hear about how it goes. You know, that's really, really cool.
I will. I'm going to try to, you know, get some good pictures with Bobby's sister and, you know, some of the wrestlers and some of the people that are going to be there Saturday night. I'm going to try to get some good pictures that I can post to Facebook. But I really need this right now. So when we lost Bobby, it was just a devastating time for so many people. And, you know, his lovely wife, Donna, passed away right around a month before he did. And then Bobby passed away. And it just, it, you know, whenever we lose anybody in the business that's been in the business as long as Bobby was, it's always a heartbreaking time.
Mm-hmm.
But to pass so close together like both they did, I don't know if his daughter's going to be in attendance or not. I'm hoping so, but I don't know if she is or not. But I know that family has been through, you know, a great loss.
Sure. I mean, it's it's been a tough year, honestly.
Yes.
If you think about all we've lost, you know, it's just stuff. Actually, the past couple of years. You know, we've lost so many.
Yes, we have.
But I really hope that you have to tell us a little about the event and how it went and everything. I'm really, really excited, for this. It's really cool. Granny, tonight's Create Your Own Survivor Series team. So if you had, like, from past or present, if you had to create your own Survivor Series team, who would that be, and who would you pit them against? It could be anybody from past and present.
Well,
so take it
you
away.
Know, I mean, I know.
It could be a team of four, a team of five. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever.
Well,
whoever you
know,
to put together.
I love tag teams, of course, you know, and,
okay.
I know, the Midnight Express was never really part of, you know, I know they had talked about trying to get Bobby Eaton in the Midnight Express in the WWE Hall of Fame, and that would be awesome if it would happen. I don't know if it ever will, but it would be totally awesome. But, you know, one of the biggest feuds around was Ricky and Robert at the Rock and Roll Express against the Midnight Express in a tag team match.
So, now, being this is a Survivor Series team, who would you have on the Rock and Roll Express team and on the Midnight Express, the opposing team, the Midnight Express team, to face each
other?
Well,
let's see here. It would be awesome to have, you know, the British Bulldogs with the Rock and Roll Express. I think that would be a good four-man
team. Absolutely. Yeah,
and then with the Midnight Express, I mean, how about the Fabulous Freebirds?
gosh, can you imagine that? That'd be tremendous. That would be one match I would love to see: Midnight Express and Freebirds against the Bulldogs and Rock and Roll Express. Wow, that's heavy. That would be really, really good. I mean, four of the best teams of their time, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm personal friends with Miranda Gordy, you know, and I know she just had a dark match on AEW Dark. I believe it was in St. Louis. I think it was in St. Louis not too long ago, just like a little over a week ago. So I'm really proud of the accomplishments that Miranda has made, you know, just in the past, several months. I mean, she's really stepping up her game. I mean, she's getting her name out there. And, I know when Terry Gordy passed, I mean, you know, that was a great big loss in the, you know, wonderful world of wrestling, you know, as we all know and love it. But, I remember the first time that my husband and I got to meet Miranda at a Mid-States show in Harrison, Arkansas. She wrestles for Mid-States quite often. I remember getting to meet her for the very first time, you know, a couple of years ago. And, I mean, she's absolutely amazing. I just love Miranda. I really do.
That's awesome. You know, all the best, Miranda, for sure in her career.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if she one day decided to have a female version of the Freebirds?
Well, there is a team. I think they call themselves the Freebird Babes.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the other two ladies that are a part of that team. I'm going to have to do some research and see if I can find out who is part. But I believe they call themselves the Freebird Babes.
Oh, wow. It would be really cool if Miranda would be like, you know, if you decide to form that, she would be like, you know, the leader, you know, being a, you know, considering her history.
Mm-hmm.
And from a female version of the Freebirds, it would be that'd be tremendous.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Freebird Babes, that's the first I've heard of it too, Granny. You have to let us know if you get any more info on that. Love to hear about that.
I will.
Freebird Babes. Wow.
I will.
That's really cool. Right on. Yeah, that's good stuff. But yeah, what a match to start off with tonight with the Rock and Roll Express and Bulldogs versus the Freebirds and Midnight Express. No, that's a great one. Oh my goodness, good stuff. Oh wow. Yeah. As far as the female wrestlers go, if you had to create Survivor Series teams for females to face each other, who would your two teams be that you would pick?
Oh my, wow, there's a lot of good choices out there. Well, I think for one team, you know, I think it would be awesome to have Trish Stratus, Lita,
okay,
Mickie James,
and
Kelly Kelly on one team.
Ooh,
and then for the other team, I think we would have to have somebody like let me see here. I'm trying to really think of some good heel ladies out there.
Quite a good one.
Oh yeah, I know there is. Well, let's just throw Shayna Baszler on that part of the heel team, and Charlotte Flair, and let's see here, Alicia Fox.
Okay.
And let's just throw little old Miss Alexa Bliss out there. What the heck?
All right. That's a heck of a team. I mean, and the match itself, wow, that would be tremendous. You kind of like, you having like some of the last generation stars against the newer generation stars in that one. That's
mm-hmm.
really cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to add a fifth team, fifth person to both of those teams, you could put Naomi on the team with Trish Stratus and Lita and Mickie James and you know, Kelly Kelly, and then you could throw Natalya in on the other team.
Oh yeah, that would be solid with the addition of Naomi and Natalya for sure. Oh gosh, that would that'd be a potential show stealer right there. All 10 of those ladies involved, yeah. It would be tremendous. Gosh. Yeah, it would be hard to pick that one who would be the sole survivor because all of them are pretty solid players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you can pick just about any one of them to come out on top, basically. So, yeah, that would be definitely a good ladies. This is a Survivor Series match for sure. Good stuff. So, yeah, we got a good tag team Survivor Series match and a good ladies Survivor Series match to start off with. That's just good stuff, man. Good stuff. As far as, because usually sometimes with these Survivor Series teams, there would something be on the line, like, for example, like a certain championship or or rights to I don't know if they've ever done this. It'd be kind of cool one of these times when they have Survivor Series where, you know, now that they brought back the King of the Ring and Queen's Crown, if they would do a Survivor Series match, the crown a new king or queen, per se. That would be kind of cool.
But, yeah, that would.
Or even, you know, I know they've done it for like number one contendership for a championship, and certain stipulations are online, like brand supremacy and all that sort of thing. So, good stuff. What is as far as watching Survivor Series, what would you have to say in the past has been your favorite Survivor Series match that you've enjoyed?
Oh, my goodness. There's been so many good ones over the years.
Right.
Gosh,
it's the one that stands out as you're like, wow. You know what I mean?
I'd have to do some little bit of research on that one, because that would be that's a really good question there, Stro. Like I said, there's so many choices out there. I mean,
I know one that stands out to me, and I forget the year. And if you listeners, you want to call in and remind me of the year that this Survivor Series pay-per-view took place. The particular match I'm referring to is the Tag Team Survivor Series match that had, like, gosh, it was like the best of the best teams of the time. The Hart Foundation, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, the Brainbusters, Demolition, Powers of Pain.
Oh, yeah.
The Rockers, Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels. I mean, it was like the who's who.
Yeah.
And what a match that was. That was incredible.
That was
amazing.
That was a good one. Definitely, that was amazing.
Action-packed from start to finish. I mean, there wasn't a dull moment in the match. It was just amazing to see some of the best teams do their thing. And, oh, gosh. I mean, that could have – and believe it or not, that wasn't the main event at the time. And it just blew my mind.
Wow.
It should have been. It really should have been.
Definitely.
I would hate to follow that. If I had a match after that one, I would almost refuse.
That would be really, you know, if you had to follow a match like that, man, you'd like, oh, man, this is like too much pressure here. I don't want to follow that match.
God. I'd be hating life, really. I mean, this is amazing. But I just remember that match being just one of the most amazing matches of the time that I've ever witnessed. Great stuff. There's been some great Survivor Series matches over the years for sure. And I'm kind of glad they're getting back to the Survivor Series. They took a break for a while with the Survivor Series pay-per-view, so it's great to see them coming back doing the teams again. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's always action-packed. I have just as much fun watching the Survivor Series as I do the Royal Rumbles. Always an exciting. Yeah, Royal Rumble is always a fun match to watch because it's always exciting and you never know who's going to come out next. And it's just
that's true. That's very
exciting
true.
Up in the air, right? So
that's very true.
But as far as I know, that this year's Survivor Series is pretty much the whole brand supremacy thing. Who's the better brand, Raw or SmackDown? And this year, as far as I know, but But I'm just glad of getting back to the teams and stuff because that was always fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I remember, I think it was a couple years ago, and where they had one night on Raw, Team SmackDown showed up, and then one night on SmackDown, Team Raw showed up, and everybody was getting beat up in the back and out in the ring, and it just came out of the blue, out of nowhere. You know, everybody just showed up. You know, you had all these wrestlers, men, women, you know, fighting back and forth, and.
Oh yeah. Great stuff.
I mean, I haven't watched a lot of Raw, you know, lately, or SmackDown. I haven't watched a lot of it because I've had other things going on. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess Sonya Deville, I guess she's really showing her power out there right now. I mean, she just, I don't know what she's got, what she's thinking. But, man, she's really just, you know, like taking over. I mean, I thought Stephanie McMahon was bad, but I think Sonya Deville is like really stepping her game up there and just showing her power out there right now.
Well, if you notice, both her and Adam Pearce have really done a shift the way they're doing things. It's just like really more
most
assertive and
like
more aggressive,
like,
than normal.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Like the night that Adam Pearce got, you know, hurt by, you know, Brock Lesnar, you know, and she's like, I told him not to go out there. I told him I would go out there and blah, 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 you know. and then what she did to the young lady that was tag teaming with Naomi the other night, you know, they won the match, and then all of a sudden she took her out of the equation and, you know, I'm just like, gee, you know, what is your problem, you know? So,
you think we'll see those two in the ring eventually, Naomi and
I don't,
Sonya?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it would not surprise me if that really happened, because I don't think Naomi was very happy with what took place the other night. So, I mean, I didn't get to see it, but my husband was telling me about it, and even my husband said he didn't think that that was right, what she did, you know. And you know, there's just so many talented men and women out there right now, you know. I mean, I know the WWE has been, you know, having their issues with letting people go, and, you know, people are showing up on AEW. And that's another thing that kind of surprised me the other night that took place about Bryan Danielson turning heel now. I'm like, oh my God. Seriously?
I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either. I did not either, but I guess it, I mean, I just saw bits and pieces of people talking about it on social media. I think it was today, you know, and everything. And it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, I did not see that coming. And, you know, Jay Lethal has just signed with AEW, from what I was reading.
Yeah, he had a great match the other night with Sammy Guevara. That was really good.
Yeah, and see, I had the opportunity, my family and I, we had the opportunity when TCW was running, I believe it was 2012, we got to actually meet Jay Lethal at Traditional Championship Wrestling. He was wrestling against Greg Anthony. And that was an awesome match. And, you know, and I love Jay Lethal. I think he's awesome. I mean, I really,
what a great, still talented.
I really think he's fantastic. And, you know, and and another good friend of mine that was a wrestler back in the day, Wolfie D. I mean, I've known him as, he's good. He's down in Tennessee, but I guess him and his new girlfriend, I guess they were up in New York at some sort of wrestling thing over the weekend, and, you know, he was making appearances, and he posted a picture of him and Tommy Dreamer together. I guess Tommy Dreamer was, you know, and I love Tommy Dreamer too. He's one of my favorites. I mean, I love Tommy Dreamer. I mean, he's awesome. I've met him on several different occasions, and but, you know, Wolfie D, you know.
Yeah, I had great matches years ago with Wolfie D, Jamie Dundee, with their PG-13 with teaming with Tommy Rich and Doug Gilbert. Man, we had some great matches.
Oh yeah.
Back then. Oh my God. They were awesome.
Yeah, and I just. But Granny's going to have to work on getting you to Arkansas, Stro, and I got a podcast I need to get you on sometime too. The podcast that
I help with
on Monday nights. I need to get you to Arkansas. That's my mission. Granny's on a mission to get you to Arkansas. Get
tremendous.
You on my Monday night podcast.
I'd love to get back to Arkansas. I had some great matches out your way years ago, man. I'd love to get back out there and podcast, wrestle, whatever it takes. You know what I mean? It'd be great. I'd get back.
Well, you know, I would. You know, it would be amazing. I know for Down South Championship Wrestling, December 4th, we are having a wrestler. He wrestles for Impact. Joey Alexander, mm-hmm. I think his name is.
Okay.
I think he's going to be making an appearance at DCW against Alexander Gold on December 4th for Down South Championship Wrestling in Mulberry, Arkansas.
Oh, that's great.
Or Josh Alexander, I think his name is. I have to look.
Okay.
I have to look. Hold on. I'm going to put you on a speaker, but I'm going to look.
Right.
Hold on, because I've been, you know, spreading the word about the show, but. Let me see here. Let me get that pulled up here. A quick show for you.
Awesome.
So I guess it's just you and I so far, huh?
So far, yeah. So far.
Well, this has been fun.
it's been great.
Yeah, Josh Alexander. It's called Total Chaos, December 4th. Alexander Gold versus Josh Alexander.
That's awesome. Josh Alexander.
So that,
right on.
They've really been plugging that one pretty heavy, you know, and because like I said, there's a couple companies that's running in Arkansas right now, and I was trying to see if I could find some information about Miranda Gordy and the other ladies that she's wrestling with, the Freebird Babes. I don't remember.
Okay, the Freebird Babes, yeah.
Try to find out some information, see if I can find some information on that too. But
that's really cool. Yeah, this is the first I've heard about the Freebird Babes, but yeah, I'd like to find out more.
Okay, they're calling Free Babes is what they call themselves.
The Free Babes, okay.
Free Babes. But I'm just trying to see what their names are. And I know I saw a post. Oh, the Free Babes. Okay, there's Jazzy, Haley, and Miranda. And I believe, let's see here, I don't know what their last names are, but but they call themselves the Free Babes, and I know one of the girls, I think her father used to wrestle for WWE back in the day, but I don't know if it was Haley or Jazzy, but
That's interesting.
Let me see here.
Okay.
Try to do some research here just about this amazing. Oh, let me see here. Okay, two of the Free Babes. Holly Hood Holly Hood, Haley J, and Miranda Gordy were going to be, they were in a match on OVW. Let's see. seeing if I could see if I could find the other person's name. Okay, Jazzy Gang, Hollywood Haley J, and Miranda Gordy.
Ah, so Miranda is part of that. Okay.
Yes.
Right
and
on.
I think Jazzy's father was a WWE wrestler back in the day.
Okay. That's really cool.
I knew if I researched it enough, I knew I could find their name somewhere.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I just wonder where everybody's at tonight. I mean, I guess.
Well, I know it's not Thanksgiving yet. That's not till next week, so who knows?
Thanksgiving's next week, a week from today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Must be a party going on somewhere.
It must be. I mean, well, you know, hey. Stro, the party's right here with you and I. I mean, you know,
we're the important party.
We're the important party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of
doing, you know, when you do your show with Brady Hicks on Tuesday nights, you know, sometimes when it's just you and Brady, I feel like that's what we're doing tonight. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's great. You know, coming
well,
up, coming live.
I'm glad I called in now because, you know, being that so far I'm the only one, I'm glad I called in that I could help you out.
Oh, anytime. Always welcome.
It makes Granny feel good when I can be of some help to my very good friends.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Yeah, always welcome. Love having you on the show. Always
do. It's been a while since I've called in on a Thursday night, so I thought, well, I'll just, you know, call
yeah.
in tonight and help Stro out so the best I can. So.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I just right before I got on the air, I just got out of theater watching the new Ghostbusters Afterlife movie. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really cool and a lot
yeah,
of great
my
memories.
Yeah, my
of
son
original was
Anthony. He want Anthony wants to. Anthony wants to go see it.
If you
Anthony
like, yeah, if he's a fan of the original,
movie.
he'll enjoy this movie because it's
oh, yeah,
a
yeah.
nice,
he,
nice
a big,
segue.
He's a big
you know?
Ghostbusters fan. He's always liked the Ghostbusters.
That's awesome.
And I saw
a picture of your
mom's pretty little kitty on Facebook the other day.
Oh, yeah, Moolah. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, she named the kitty after Fabulous Moolah.
Well, of course. But, I mean, that kitty cat's beautiful.
Oh, she's adorable. She's the most playful thing I've ever seen. I mean, she has no fear whatsoever. She'll play with anything.
Is she she looks like a Siamese. Is she a Siamese or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Siamese. Himalayan or?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a Siamese.
Siamese. She's very pretty.
Oh, got the prettiest blue eyes you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. I mean, I think I, you know, love the picture or something, you know, sweet for baby or so adorable or something, you know, because, I mean, I love kitties and I love dogs, you know, I love my pets. I love my – and Anthony's little dog, Mysterio, keep him in your prayers. You know, he's had a couple – well, he's 10 years old now, you know, and that has been Anthony's companion, you know, from the get-go. I mean, he got him when he was, like, 10 weeks old. He weighed a whole whopping 6 pounds, mm-hmm. and that has been Anthony's companion from the get-go. And he's had a couple issues with little hematomas in his ears, so they got that taken care of.
Man.
Well, all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, this little spot popped up, looked like a little lump on the backside of his, you know, mm-hmm. on his side. And so we were just kind of keeping an eye on it. Well, the other night, it got really huge. It's not, like, really, really hard. But you could tell that there was, we don't know if it's a fatty tissue or if it's a cyst mm-hmm. or what it is, but they're going to sedate Mysterio Tuesday morning, and they're going to go in and cut that out and look at it and make sure that it's not anything, you know, like cancerous or anything like that. So,
yeah, I'm definitely praying
because
for
I tell you, if anything happens to that little dog, my son is like going to like. I mean, that's his whole entire world right there. Is that dog?
Mm-hmm. Bless
which you know, you which you know, you've got dogs and cats and you know everything that you love. So I mean, you're an animal lover.
I'm fur babies, man. You got they're like having children. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they're part of your family. I mean, you know, they're your fur babies. They're your family. I mean, that's like my Basset Hound. She's 16 years old. I mean, she's outlived her lifespan. You know, a Basset Hound only usually lives like 11 or 12 years old. And our other dog, Rex, he's about a year and a half. And we got him earlier in the year. I mean, he's been really good for Maggie. I mean, I think that's what keeps her going. And it's so funny because sometimes he'll just, he's not mean to her, but he wants to play. And sometimes she just don't want to be bothered, and she tells him about it. She'll roar it in his face. But funny because you'll see him, and they're both outdoor dogs, and you'll see him, and they're curled up. They're side by side, you know, sleeping next to each other out in the middle of the yard. So, they're really, you know, they've really become quite the best buddies, you know, at times. But you know, he's really kept Maggie going. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the other day. She was sunning herself, and my husband, he went out to check on her because she didn't look like she was moving. And Rex walked over there with David and started kind of nudging Maggie with his head, like, okay, sister, get up. Get up.
Yeah.
So, she finally woke up, and she kind of roared in his face, you know. But he, you know, he keeps an eye on her, so, you know, which is a good thing, so.
Right, and that's great. That's really good.
Well, listeners, call in and help Stro and I out tonight. I don't know where everybody's at. But.
Who knows at this point. Also, as far as keeping some people in your thoughts and prayers, evidently Hulk Hogan's having some health issues. And,
oh, my.
So definitely keep Hulk Hogan in your thoughts and prayers. I don't know the extent of it, but Ric Flair recently mentioned about it. I believe he talked about his new podcast.
Yeah,
but,
I haven't heard that. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, he had some issues going on here recently, you know, with the prostate cancer.
Surgery,
and I know
he'd
been, he had surgery a couple different times. I think he's home, but, you know, Hacksaw's another one of my dear sweet friends from over the years. I mean, we've had dinner with Hacksaw. I've seen him wrestle many a times. And I remember getting to meet one of his daughters and his lovely wife, Deborah, up in Kansas City when we went for a wrestling show up there in 2016. It was the weekend before my birthday. And the only reason why I remember this so well was because it was August 27th, because I was having my other knee replacement done on my left knee on my birthday. So that's why I remember that weekend. And I was talking to Deborah, and I said, I feel like I've known you forever. You know, we're friends on Facebook and everything. She says, oh, Granny, she says, I feel like I've known, you know, the pleasure's been mine to meet you, because she says, I feel like I've known you forever. Every time Jim comes home from a wrestling show that you've been at, all he talks about is Granny Hulkster.
Oh, wow.
Which made me feel very humbled, you know, because it's like one of my very good independent wrestling friends. He lives over in Oklahoma, and a couple years ago he had posted on my Facebook page on my wall, you know, he said, you know, it's funny when you get a better pop and you're more recognizable than most professional wrestlers. He says, and that's giving you a compliment to what you do. He says, they should all really take notes. And then it popped up as a memory, you know, 2 years later. And he says, still true today, you know, if anyone mentions the name Granny Hulkster in Oklahoma or Arkansas, the fans will more than likely know and recognize her for who she is than the current professional wrestlers. And that was very humbling to me. I mean, you know, I said, you know, thank you for those kind words because, you know, I mean, I'm nobody special, Stro. I'm just me. And I'm not just the average wrestling fan. I mean, you know, I love this sport. I mean, I love doing what I do. I love making it fun for the other fans at the show. I love making it fun for the wrestlers. But Granny is not afraid to get up in somebody's face and tell them what I think when I have to.
You know, I just found out that The Undertaker will be making an appearance this weekend, Survivor Series.
Wow, that will be awesome.
They have a bump show. It's like their pre-show they have right before Survivor Series. And I think The Undertaker is going to be appearing then. So that'd be cool to see The Undertaker again this weekend.
Yes, it will. It will, definitely, most definitely. So. But I know I've got the tribute show for Beautiful Bobby Eaton to go to Saturday night in Harrison, and then we're doing another local independent show Sunday afternoon in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Crown Championship Wrestling. A lot of the local guys from Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, I think. I mean, we're going to have like 7 or 8 matches, and so that's going to be Sunday afternoon. I know front row, second row sold out very quickly. All is left for general admission on that show. So I'm excited about that show as well. But Granny is definitely going to get her fill of wrestling this weekend.
I'm sure. I'm like a busy weekend for
you. And it's like Fayetteville is just like less than 10 minutes for me to, you know, I'm like, I live in Springdale and Fayetteville's like less than 10 minutes for me to go to Fayetteville to the mall. So that's practically in like my backyard. So I'm like, I'm happy about that. And it's an afternoon show, so I don't have to be out late and, you know, driving home in the dark somewhere, you know, from out of state. And so I'm excited about that show as well. I think it's going to be a good turnout. The promoter for that event has really been doing his job as a promoter, getting the word out. I got with him, you know, he gave me some flyers. I took flyers out for him and helped put flyers out for him, you know, all over town, you know, different places where, I mean, because that's what I love doing. You know, I love being able to get the word out there. You know, I love making new friends at wrestling shows that I go to. You know, it's just like my good buddy Ethan over there in Oklahoma, you know, he's part of the Special Olympics, and, you know, him and his swim team are going to the Nationals next year in Orlando. And Wrestling for a Cause last Saturday on the 13th, you know, did a special show to help raise money for him and his swim team, you know, him and his family to go to the Nationals next year in Orlando, Florida. So I'm excited for Ethan and his swim team, you know, hashtag swim, Ethan swim. So they had these really awesome shirts made up. And I think I posted a picture of, or his mom posted a picture of me and David with Ethan after the show that night, you know, with our Team Ethan shirts on, you know, and it's really, they turned out really cool. And I'm excited for Ethan and Amy because he's a big wrestling fan like I am. I mean, he will, and he's not afraid to get in anybody's face either.
Nice. Yeah, sounds like a action-packed weekend for sure.
Most definitely.
Tell us about it. You know what I mean?
Wrestling for a Cause was like, and, you know, of course, you know, the villains, you know, from Wrestling for a Cause, I mean, they are like, you know, normally they're like the bad guys, but they were facing a couple members from the Caballero Cartel who are also bad guys. And I don't like the Caballero Cartel very well, so I actually had to cheer for Tim Rockwell and Thrash, you know, and I was there, you know, holding up the villain sign, and now Tim Rockwell, he all of a sudden he's trying to call me Granny V, and I'm like, no, 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 we're not going to go there. So, Stro, getting back to the topic of the night, who would your Survivor Series teams be?
Oh, goodness. Quite a few have run through my mind as of late. Gosh, past and present. For his tag teams go, I would love to see a team of FTR and Midnight Express be one team. And, like, on the other side, maybe, for example, the Rock and Roll Express and the Young Bucks on the other team.
Oh, that would be good.
And those two teams right there with the Rock and Roll and Young Bucks and FTR and Midnight Express, wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, it would.
Like the past and present come together, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as
mm-hmm.
the ladies, as far as the ladies, I would say Sherry Martel.
Oh,
Sherry
yeah.
Martel, Lisa Marie Moran, or, you know, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Luna Vachon and Dr. Britt Baker on one team.
Oh, yeah.
Which, and what a team that is by itself. And then you they would face Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and one of my old favorites, I used to team with her actually, Susan Green.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. That would be awesome.
I mean, a match of those four against the other four would be amazing. Oh, my gosh. And then for it'd be tremendous.
And another female wrestler that I just thought of would be Beth Phoenix, the Glamazon.
Oh, yeah. I've always been a big fan of hers. Yeah.
So.
I would definitely have her on Susan Green's team because they're
oh,
the
yeah.
heck of a team, Susan
for
and
sure.
Beth.
For sure.
And then I guess I have to add one more on the other team, which would probably be Mae Young.
Why not?
Mae Young to me. Yeah. Oh, you got a barn burner right there. Oh, my gosh. Ladies will go all night. The ladies will go all night long.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Don't even give them a time limit. They'll just finish it when they feel like finishing.
You know, that's what I love about wrestling, Stro. I mean, you know, being the fan that I am, and gosh, I've been a fan for I don't know how long. I mean, years, you know, even before the Granny Hulkster gimmick ever came into the picture. I mean, if somebody would have said to me 15 years ago, you know, you're going to become Granny Hulkster and you're going to become, you know, a very important person in the, you know, indie scene, you know, of independent wrestling, I would have told them they were crazy. I mean, because I was going through, and this has been probably 3 or 4 years ago, you know, I was going through, you know, it was before COVID hit, and so it may have even been closer to 5, because Wrestling for a Cause has been around for like 10 years. They just had their 10th year anniversary show not too long ago. And I was going through some things with my son and just, you know, personal issues, you know, and my health and, you know, everything like that, you know, and so I just threw something out on Facebook one day. I was going through a little pity party, whatever you want to call it, you know. And I said, how would everybody feel or what would you all do if, like, Granny Hulkster just fell off the face of the earth and I became a Lori Burt wrestling fan again? Oh, my God, Stro, I thought my phone was going to blow up. Between phone calls, text messages, Facebook messages, I had so many comments. I was just like, I mean, I was trying to respond to everybody's comments for days after that happened, and I thought, my gosh, what did I do? I mean, I did not expect that type of response. And it's kind of like I was talking to one of my independent friend, wrestling friends, one of his wife. I was talking to his wife one time at a show. And I said, well, you know, I said, I told my husband, I said, when they bury me, I said, they're either going to have to bury me in my Granny Hulkster shirt. I mean, this was before I decided that I was going to be cremated, you know, but because cremation is cheaper, you know, than an actual funeral. Or, you know, just, put my shirt, my original granny shirt, in the casket with me, you know. And she says, oh, my God, Granny. She says, if we had a service for you, she says, we'd have to rent out the BOK here in Tulsa because we wouldn't be able to find a building big enough to get everybody in. I was like, wow, you know, Shay. I mean, but I was very humbled by that in the same aspect because, you know, I've been to so many, you know, independent shows, you know, and I remember going to one over in Jay, Oklahoma. I mean, very small little town. I mean, you know, I mean, there was maybe 30 people, maybe 40 people there in that show that day. Mm-hmm. And I could hear the wrestlers in the back talking before the show. They said, well, we may not have a very big crowd today, but Granny's here, so it's going to be an awesome show. I mean, and it's like this company, UWE, bless their hearts. I mean, after I had my other knee replacement, you know, we went to a show in Tahlequah, and I told them, I said, now I was teasing them. I said, now y'all are going to have to get me a really comfy recliner chair to sit in so I can prop up my leg, you know, to watch the show. And they had went and found one of those in the building. They had went and found one of those really comfortable computer chairs. And they had a sign taped to the chair, reserved for Granny Hulkster. I mean, you know, that's, you know, they take care of me. I mean, you know, even my TCW family, you know, they take care of me. They would find me a chair to sit in. I mean, when we were in Tennessee, I mean, they actually made arrangements for me. They told me, they said, now when you come to the fairgrounds that morning, you know, that tonight, Granny, you know, come up this side hill, tell security you're with TCW. And I said, okay. And I didn't think anything about it, you know, because there at the fairgrounds where they had the handicap parking at, I would have had to walk up the steep hill. And I was using my cane at the time because I hadn't even had my first surgery yet on my right knee. And I would have had to walk from the one side of the fairground clear to the opposite side where the building was, where they were doing the show that night. But they made arrangements for me to park right by the building so I wouldn't have to walk very far. And I would, you know, tell the security guard, I said, I'm supposed to let you know that I'm with TCW. And he says, well, do you have any credentials? Of course, I was sitting there in my car with my Granny Hulkster shirt and my tickets in my hand. And I said, I can call somebody for you. He says, oh, I believe you. But that's just how, and, you know, and they always made sure, because we were always on the front row when we went to TCW, because they still show the old reruns down in Little Rock on TV, even to this day. And they quit running in 2013. Wow. And I still, to this day, still have people come up and ask me, hey, aren't you that lady from TCW? Aren't you Granny? You know, and they always had me right on the front row, right in the middle seat, facing the cameras every single time. Huh. Every single time. Huh. I mean, I have gotten so many clips out there over the years, I'm sure, of me interacting with the wrestlers, whether it was heel or babyface, but especially the heels. They always had me, like, front and center. I mean, when my very good friend, Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, he was in a match against this guy called Titan. Titan was like 7'2". He was huge. Mm-hmm. And Titan's got Mr. Saturday Night up on the top rope in a chokehold, and he throws him through a table. And just as he goes crashing through the table, the cameras immediately come to the crowd where we're at, and I'm standing there with Anthony and my husband. my left hand's over my heart and my right hand is over my mouth, and I'm like, I'm gasping, and it was just the perfect moment, you know, like immediately came to the crowd to get my reaction.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it just, I love, like I said, the independent shows. I love doing what I do. I try to make it fun for everybody. At DCW, there is a guy that comes, and he's from Texas. I think he's from Houston. And his mm-hmm. name's Angel Camacho. And this guy's like 400 and some odd pounds. This guy's huge.
Wow.
So he came out one night to wrestle. And I said, "Hey, ugly." And he looked at me. And he says, "Who are you with tonight, you crazy old woman?" And I pointed to David, and he looked at my husband, and he says, "And you have the nerve to call me ugly? Look who you're with." So.
Goodness. Well, Granny is, go ahead.
No, it's so much fun, you know, being able to do what I do, you know. So, and I'm
right.
really glad I called in tonight, Stro. I'm really glad I called in tonight.
Oh, Becky, always a pleasure having you, Granny. And I was going to say, if you got anything that you'd like to plug, please plug away. Floor is yours.
Okay, well. Saturday night, Harrison, Arkansas, at the Harrison Fairgrounds, Boone County Fairgrounds. We are doing a Mid-States Wrestling show, a tribute show to the late, great, beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Mm-hmm.
I know front row and second row tickets are all sold out. They have been for quite some time. I think I'm not even sure how many general admission tickets are left. I think it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be an awesome night of wrestling. Sunday afternoon, Fayetteville, Arkansas, at the Northwest Arkansas Mall, Crown Championship Wrestling makes its debut show. 7 or 8 matches. I know front row and second row is sold out. I think the only things left on that is general admission tickets as well for $15. It's going to be at the Northwest Arkansas Mall at Gymnastic Joe's location inside the mall. And so if you're in the Fayetteville, Arkansas area or Harrison, Arkansas, please check out both of these shows because they're going to be well worth your money, fans. I mean, I know a lot of these wrestlers – and a lot of them I haven't got to see in a while, so I'm looking forward to seeing some of my wrestling family that I haven't seen for a while. You know, support your independent wrestling, whether it's in Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever you live. If there's an independent wrestling show in your area, please go support them because, you know, they love doing what they do. I mean, matter of fact, my Monday night podcast that I'm a part of, Attitude Era Live, we do a 2-hour show live from Ken's 89.1 FM, the local radio station in Fargo, North Dakota. We do our show live on that radio station every Monday night. And we had a gentleman last week that actually I don't know, are you familiar with the name Burt Prentice, Stro? He had USA Championship Wrestling in Tennessee. Well, you know, Burt passed away recently. Well, we had his nephew, Jake Lawless, on our podcast
mm-hmm.
last Monday night. And so I sent him the info about Down South Championship Wrestling. Well, lo and behold, it looks like Mr. Jake Lawless is going to be in a tag team match with his partner against our GCW tag team champions, Pineapple Jack and Brandon Groom. I believe they mm-hmm. call themselves the Rat Pack. So Granny's looking forward to talking some smack to this man, Jake Lawless, because I guess from his attitude when he was on our podcast, he seems like he's the typical heel that he knows everything. And I mm-hmm. said, "Well, bring it on, big boy. Why don't you just show up in Arkansas sometime and
I can get you, I'll be glad to get you the information and so I could talk some smack to you. And lo and behold, he's going to be coming to DCW December 4th in Mulberry, Arkansas. So,
all right.
It's going to be, you know, like I said, I love doing what I do. You know, I love making it fun for the fans. I know you did an interview with me. Gosh, what was it, over a year ago? I think, Stro, you did an interview me on, you know, and we talked about doing another one, you know, like part two interview, and we might have to do that sometime, you know. But
it'd be great, yeah.
You know, I love making it fun for the fans. I love making it fun for the wrestlers. I love making it fun for new people that have never been to an independent show. You know, I'm all about, you know, getting the word out, you know, helping support the shows, helping promote the shows, you know, in any way I can.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I really, please let us know how the events go this coming weekend. I'm really excited to hear about those. And
I will.
I wanted to also wish you and all the listeners here a happy Thanksgiving next week, and I hope you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving. What are your plans for Thanksgiving? Any plans?
Well, you know, my mom came down from Kansas about a week or so ago and spent a little bit of time with my son, and we kind of did an early Thanksgiving dinner with her. I think we're going to be getting with some friends of ours, this couple that we know that we've known for a long time. I think we're going to go out, David and Anthony and Mike and Lynn and I, we're going to go out Village Inn or something and just have a nice Thanksgiving meal together on Thanksgiving Day. You know, they both have had some health issues, and I know she just got out of the hospital not too long ago. So, the five of us are just going to spend Thanksgiving together and have a nice meal together and, you know, happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners out there, you and your family, you and your family, Stro, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I know this has been a rough couple years for you and your family as well, my friend, and, you know, you just never know, you know, and fans, I'm being serious when I say this, but don't take things for granted, because you need to live your life like it's your, you know, because tomorrow is never promised for any of us. And, you know, tell the people, tell your friends, your family, tell them you love them, give them a virtual hug, you know, whatever, you know, give them, let them know that you care. Let them know that you love them, because, like I said, none of us are promised tomorrow. And I only say that, fans, because, you know, my daddy's been gone since July 15th of 2004, and I still miss my daddy every day. I mean, I was a daddy's girl. I mean, I was so close to my daddy, and when he died, I was trying to be strong for my son, trying to be strong for my mom. You know, my husband and I weren't even married yet when I lost my daddy. And then a month later, I ended up in the hospital with two blood clots in my right leg. One of the clots broke loose and went to my right lung. And the doctor told me if I had not come to the hospital the night that I did on that Sunday night, I wouldn't have made it. So, you know, God obviously was not ready to take Granny to that big wrestling ring in the sky, you know. And I'm not even a wrestler fan. And I tell everybody I am no wrestler. I am just a fan. They don't believe me sometimes, Stro, the way I interact with these people. But, you know, the way I interact with these guys and girls, you know, they don't believe me. But, I mean, please, fans, you know, just love each other, be kind to each other, you know, be safe, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, kind of like Todd Saxon says, you know, on Pop Culture Stars, you know, big hugs to everybody, you know, so, yes, Todd,
right.
I'm using your line out there, buddy,
Well, thank you so much, Granny Hoaxer, it's always a pleasure, thank you for listeners listening, I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving next week, and enjoy the rest of the week and weekend, and we'll talk soon. Thank you again. God bless you all.
Oh, you're
Take
welcome.
Care of yourself.
Have a good night, everybody.